runs along the ground. I think you have them around here.
It's going to be a polecat, would
it? No. Mm-mm. It's a lot smaller than a polecat. It's just about that big, and it looks kind of like a squirrel. Brown with a black stripe on its back. I don't know, maybe you don't have them. Yeah, is it a chipmunk or a ground squirrel? Do you have those?
I heard a ground squirrel, but I really don't know.
Uh-huh. Okay. What are things that have two shells and might have a pearl inside?
Oyster.
Uh-huh. What's a little animal that lives near water and makes a croaking sound?
Is that a frog?
Uh-huh. And what's a small green one that makes a chirping noise?
It's just a frog. I don't know. It's a green frog.
Mm-hmm.
Good to eat.
They are? Mm-hmm. Have you caught any around here?
Yeah, we have, but just the legs are good.
Now, how do you fix those?
Just skin them and fry them like you would a chicken. Or,
yeah, are they easy to skin?
I guess so. I mean, I never did, but I mean, I've seen them skin.
Uh-huh. What's something similar that people say will give you warts?
Playing with toe frogs.
Okay. A person going fishing might dig some
bait.
Okay. What is a large earthworm called? Do you have them around here?
Yeah. Just fish bait. We call them just, you know, worms, you know.
Okay.
Worms is all I know.
Okay. What's an animal that lives near the water that can pull its feet and its head into its shell?
Turtle.
And what's a similar animal that lives on the land? Do you have those around here?
There's something that looks like a turtle, but I can't think of what it is.
How about a gopher? Is that what you think?
I guess it
or
is.
Or a clitter?
Something like that.
what flies around a candle? What kind of little insect? Looks all like a butterfly, but it's not.
Not a little hummingbird, is it?
Mm-mm. No, something that is attracted to the light at night. Got sort of powdery wings. They get in your clothes in the wintertime sometimes.
Moths?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, moths.
What insect flashes light on and off in the summertime?
Lightning bird.
What's a long, slender insect? It's about that long, I guess, and it flies around maybe ponds or lakes. It has filmy wings. Sometimes you might just see one sitting on a clothesline or a fence post. Do you know what the insect I'm talking about?
No.
It's kind of hard to describe because there's not really much to say about it. It's about this long and it's skinny. And it has, I think, two sets of wings like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me see if any of these terms are familiar to you. Dragonfly, snake doctor, mosquito
hawk? Snake doctor, I've heard of that.
Have you? Mm-hmm. Would that fit this description?
I believe it would. I like to say it, snake doctor.
Uh-huh. What are some flying insects that sting?
Oh, bumblebee and wasp and honeybees and hornets.
What's the difference between a wasp and a hornet, if there is any?
Well, a hornet hurts you worse than a wasp.
Well, what about their nests? Are their nests different?
Yes.
And how are they different?
I don't know. There's big hornet's nests. They just look like it's just webbed together. Great big thing.
You mean a big sort of circular thing like
that?
Yeah,
just a thing very, like very big thing. One of the apple tree planned to burn it. We haven't got around to it.
Well, now what about that? Now that's a hornet's nest. Mm-hmm. Now what about a wasp's nest? What does that look like?
Well, it's different. It's just flat. You know, I'll show you one around.
Okay. You mean they build them on the edge of a house or something?
Yeah, I'll show you one. I'll show you one.
Okay. What about yellow jackets? Do you have them?
Yeah, right? Yellow jackets. I know.
And what do their nests look like?
Well, they some in the ground.
Uh-huh.
And I don't want to just stand in the ground.
And they sting too, don't they? Well, now do they sting worse or not as badly as the others?